Blog Talk Radio.
Look, power to the people. Fuck trying to convince them, my nigga, I'm not your equal. Understand that we in the ages of fighting evil. I never read a page of the words about a sequel. We don't waste a breath on you niggas, I be in fraud. If it ever hit the fan, we gon' watch him send you to God. Lord, I ask forgiveness, I feel it deep in my heart. But all this hatred and depression gon' make me even a odd. You should know we speak however we feel, that's no debating. Can't even order chili dog, nah, that shit is racist. Cop acting a fool, killing niggas, somebody feel slow. Boy, the way they skipping on jail, I need a field trip. Y'all don't understand it too real, something to feel though. You know Smitty with it to take it, just how it is though. You know slowly breaking the tension, it's getting heavy. You can't wait to woke in like Vito, been woke forever. Y'all better tune in, grab whatever you smoking, my nigga, zoom in. Listening to it gon' be real, take a lot of heart. If you didn't understand, it's a patriarch. Dread.
Life has taught me. I guess the best song that'll put it in in the perspective for me is that song Future made, you know, bitch don't get too comfortable. Better not get too comfortable, you know, because anything can happen at any time. And if you ain't got any backup plan, no plan B, C, D, you know, all the way down to Z, you know, start adding some ones and some twos and ampersands and shit like that after, you know, you'll find yourself, you know, in some pretty bad situations and some stuff you can't avoid, but because I guess it's just part of your character development. But what are you doing within your plans to make it better? And I mean, I know some people aren't, how can I say, they aren't driven to do anything for the kids because obviously, you know, there's some loser built motherfuckers out here. And especially like in the, and I say loser, I say that loosely based upon, you know, a lot of people weren't raised or even had aspirations to just say, hey, what can I do to better myself in the future? Most people, we graduate out of high school or might go to college or something, and that's it. We expect, you know, some other hands to be on the wheel to steer us instead of us steering ourselves. You know, but at the end of the day, it's all about financial freedom. Because don't know, everybody want something for nothing if you really want to get down to it. Because that's the best deal in negotiations in business. You know, it unfortunately don't come, it really don't come like that. You got to put something into it. You know, a lot of people think that, okay, I can just get something for nothing without putting in the work. And that's the misconception that has messed a lot of people up, and especially people in the, what we say, black community. And the reason I talk about, and I want to talk about this business thing is, I know a lot of people have been talking, and with election time right around the corner, people voting. You know, even though I don't vote, it was just something, a topic that came to mind. To vote, the most successful votes are the people who can put money behind their votes. You know, become a constituent to, you know, any of these people out here that want to take on a like or, you know, an indifferent value that's not really looked at right now. Right now, unfortunately, our people aren't looked at as a viable source to make money. Everything out here, just like you said earlier, Scott, is about the mighty dollar. But if you ain't got the mighty dollar, how you moving and shaking? How can you get, you know, ahead? You can't, you know. So we can go out here and vote, but the people who paying these people to go handle their doings, those are the people that really win. And the reason I would say that, do you notice in the Asian communities, Asians get together, they have their businesses, you know, and, you know, they go forward. But do you ever really hear them talk about voting? Most of them don't vote because they vote with the dollars in their community. But as a people, you know, each one of them invest, some of them even come with these types of trust and things that they might not even really trust the person, but if that person's got the resources and that person is willing to agree to some, you know, some type of terms to say, hey, we're going to put this X amount of dollars up together and we're going to go after this building, or we're going to go have a quote-unquote talk with this representative out here, and we want them to do our bidding, blah, blah, blah. If they get in, you know, we're going to make it nice for them so they can make it nice for us. You scratch my back, I scratch yours. And the only way I can see the black community doing that is by starting to take an adult standpoint on us handling business. Everybody says, I'm here to, you know, I'm just going to handle my business. Or either they say, I'm just going to find my lane, stay in my lane. Well, what is that lane? Because the average person that you ask, what is your purpose? They go blank on you. So saying, or just to bring it back around, what type of investments? Because it's money to be made out here. And right now, I'm tired of everybody glorifying dope boys or people that scam. Why don't you go out here and do the ultimate scam, which is make money off of other people's debt? It's been talked about for over 5,000-6,000 years. It's even in your Bible. Or some people want to say Torah. You know, somebody gonna always owe somebody, and freedom don't necessarily mean that you're free. You're slave to something. Even when you, like I said, you know, just to touch back around, even me saying financially free, yeah, I'm gonna still be a slave to something after that. I just don't want to be a slave to the money per se. So
yeah, freedom.
You know,
freedom is a mental thing.
Yeah, it is.
Some people find freedom in financial. Some people find freedom in not being obligated to do something. You know, some people like living meager lives. You know, that the system provides freedom for some people. You know what I mean? So when we speak on freedom, like you said, you're gonna always be a slave to something, in my terms. And the thing is important to realize, everybody can't be on top of the food chain. Everybody ain't gonna be the CEO. You know, you're gonna need some consumers. I mean, because without somebody to sell something to, you're just pissing in the wind. I mean, it's good for everybody. I'm more so, I think you talking on the business aspect, and like I said, I can't speak on that. You started your own little business. I haven't. I mean, so I can't speak on that. My main thing is getting your ducks in a row. I mean, like you say, you necessarily got to be no CEO to have that financial freedom.
Mm-mm.
Well, you just got to live within your means. You got to understand, well, with this amount of money, I can't afford to be out here with no BMW or no Lexus. And, you know, let me get what works for me. And I keep telling people, look, it get what's appealing to you. Don't be trying to get shit for other people. That's not necessarily a financial good move for you. Just because everybody else like this car, you might like it too, but financially, that ain't a smart move. Get something that fits what you need. You know, if you need a minivan, goddamn, go get you a minivan. Don't go to everybody out here getting no Yukon Denali shit. Go get you this. This serves its purpose for you, and it's a better move for you. I'm going to let you keep on with your business. I just want to throw that out there, you know. Your financial freedom can come in so many different ways. It ain't just about being that top dog.
Oh, yeah. Well, see, you know, and that's why I wanted to talk about it, because, you know, I know everybody ain't going to be able to run a business.
I said, I don't screw it up. Oh. I didn't realize the show ain't that long. I'm going to have to restart this show. Well, I'm let you finish it out.
Oh, yeah, no, it's just pretty much everybody's not going to be a business owner, you know, but I know some people talk about saving, but in some realms, you know, saving is still being broke. You know, if you ain't putting that money aside for something to, you know, basically investment, you ain't got to just be a business owner. You can be an investor, you know, and things. But, I mean, everything's got a risk. But, you know, my grandmama said, scared money don't make no money. So, you know, it's all in what flavor that you want. So, you know, it's kicking it off to the people to think. I mean, each one of us, when you think about it, have aspirations to, you know, accumulate, you know, good amounts of land, you know, for whatever respective purposes that we want them, you know, that for. So, you know, it's just a thing that I think needs to be opened up to the men of today, you know, to get us back on track, because our grandfathers and great-grandfathers had land around this bitch, and we ain't got shit. But we think we smarter than our predecessors. Hmm. I mean, I can save until you save and talk on that when you restart the show.
Yeah, we'll restart this. Yeah, because listen. And that's my bad, brother.
Oh, no, it's all right.
I was in a rush. Didn't do what I supposed to do. Here we go.